Mornings with Bart on K107.1. Brian Caribou now joins us. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Good morning. Glad to be joining you.
Packers-Vikings this Sunday on K107.1. The coverage at 10 a.m., the kickoff at noon. This is a game that hasn't got a lot of attention in the Wisconsin media this week. First of all, everybody's talking Bucks or maybe talking Badgers, but I think we're just running out of ways to gloat about this team, a team that's put up 50-some points back-to-back weeks, and now they have a game in Minnesota that everybody just expects them to win and win handily. Does this have trap game written all over it, or are we going to see another 15, 20-point victory?
Yeah, I think the lack of attention has more to do with the Packers' opponent than anything. The Vikings just really not, you know, mustering much of an effort this season, you know, with only 4 wins on the season. And it's tough to envision this being a trap game after how well the Packers have played the past 2 weeks. Now, are the Packers going to continue to score 50 points every game from here on out? Well, I think that's a little bit of an unrealistic possibility there, but I don't see any reason the Packers can't win going into Minnesota for the first road game, first outdoor game in Minnesota since 1981. That's kind of a unique little aspect to this week's matchup.
Yeah, they're playing outside again, the Metrodome no more, so they're playing it where the Gophers play. And Aaron Rodgers asked about that earlier in the week. He said, look, it's a new stadium. We'll just make sure I know where the play clock is, and we should be fine. So there shouldn't be too many challenges as far as a new stadium and what that presents for this team, which has just been rolling. And, yeah, the Vikings, I mean, they're showing signs of improvement. They got Mike Zimmer as the coach, now a defensive guy. You're going to have him calling the defensive plays when McCarthy's calling the offensive plays. Kind of a unique matchup. You don't see the two head coaches actually, Brian, calling against each other too often.
Yeah, and one thing the Vikings do actually pretty well is defend the pass. I believe they're 4th in the NFL against the pass this year, and they feature a real good safety, one of the best in the league, in Harrison Smith. So if there's one person or one unit that could kind of slow the Packers down a little bit, it might be that Vikings pass defense. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers will have to make particular attention to avoid Smith. But Jordy Nelson, he's done a good job of taking advantage of opposing safeties this year. So maybe he'll be able to do that on Sunday as well.
What is going on around the NFL where teams are not covering Jordy Nelson in deep? He is running that same play down the sidelines for 60, 70, 80 yards week after week.
Yeah, the Packers are just finding holes in the zone. You know, they run zone coverage against the Packers, and then, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, they've worked together now for, what, 6, 7 seasons. They just know each other so well and have practiced together for hours upon hours. They know exactly that point where the cornerback is going to try to pass him off to the safety, and they're going to exploit that exact area of the field where, one is passing off to another, and they're just so in tune that they can connect on those, and Jordy Nelson knows, you know, exactly where to cut and exactly when to turn around at the right time. It truly is something of beauty.
Packers have the Vikings on Sunday. Our coverage will start on K107.1 at 10 a.m. with the kickoff set for noon. Packers traveling into Minnesota. Then they're back in Lambeau for 2 more home games against the Patriots and the Falcons. The Lions having the Patriots this weekend. So the NFC, I mean, it's been tough. Some good teams are not going to make the playoffs this year with how many good teams there are in the division, and it's kind of top-heavy this year. So you definitely have to avoid a trap game, avoid losing in Minnesota. This is a little different Minnesota team that the Packers saw October 2nd in that 42-10 victory. Teddy Bridgewater is the biggest change. He'll be in a quarterback now. Is there any chance, I mean, there's always a chance, but realistically, any chance that the Packers go in there and come home and fly back depressed?
Boy, it is so tough to see that right now. Again, considering, you know, they set an NFL record franchise record with 50 points in back-to-back games. Everything's just clicking for the Packers right now. You know, one thing that could complicate matters is both Clay Matthews and Nick Perry are listed on the injury report this week. And if Nick Perry, it looks like Clay Matthews is going to play. It doesn't appear his injury is too bad. But if Nick Perry can't go, you kind of wonder how that'll affect the Packers' defense. Are they going to put Clay Matthews back at outside linebacker to make up for that? You know, maybe that could switch things up. You know, the Packers' defense have been playing so well the past few weeks. Maybe all of a sudden they revert to old form if they got to change their defense for a week. But, you know, I'm clutching for straws here to find ways that the Packers could lose. I just don't see it happening. I've got the Packers winning 35-21 this week. Maybe not 50 points, but still winning by double digits rather easily.
Yeah, we can't expect them to score 50. We can't expect them to win by 30 points. I mean, it's in the Vikings' place. You saw last night the Raiders getting their first win of the season, beating a superior Chiefs team. The Rams beating the Broncos in their place. So, I mean, it can be done. It's just with how hot and I think how easy the Packers have made this look, I think that's why you're going to be hard-pressed to see anybody pick Minnesota this weekend.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. You know, the odds of it happening are rather slim, and the Packers should come away with the W.
So there you go. Put your life savings down on this game. That's exactly what Brian Caribou just said out of his mouth. So blame him if you fall on hard times. Deal?
Deal.
Okay. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Find his work there. They got everything you need. Can we talk just for a second about CheeseheadTV.com? Because all the different things that you guys do there, a great way for fans to interact. You guys are constantly updating things as quickly as anything else you're going to find if you're looking for Packers news. You've been a part of that how long now?
Since 2010.
Oh, wow.
It's remarkable what we've been able to do as an independent website, not affiliated with any network or credentialed media outlet. And between what we do with streaming video and our constant news updates, I think we're unique in the world of the Green Bay Packers.
The website again, CheeseheadTV.com, a must-have for any Packer fan. Brian, thanks again for your time. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.